again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another impressive game for your team, a 44-27 win over the Citadel. As you've gone back and looked at that one, what impressed you about the way your team played?
I thought we came out excited. I think we had a good plan. We had an emotional weekend with celebrating the 50 years of football, and having that many alums in the stands, that many students in the stands, added a lot of energy to everything we did. There was a lot of importance to this game against an incredibly difficult and physical opponent, and we're very fortunate to walk away with a win.
As you touched on, I know you had a lot of alums there with the 50-year celebration, and you pull out the throwback uniforms. How did that come about, and what were the reactions of your players and your fans?
Well, this is something that came from Under Armour and our administration, and this has been in the works for a while. We did a relatively good job keeping it mostly under wraps till the 11th hour, and it was certainly well received by the fans, along with throwing the old T back on the helmet. So, like I said, it was a great day for all the old guys that had played. You know, we got quite an interesting history in only 50 years, being the only school in America to go to the playoffs, Division III, Division II, and Division I, and it only took us less than 50 years to do it. So we're looking forward to the next 50 years and trying to build off of this season.
Unbelievable performance offensively, 608 total yards, and Tom Flacco, 253 yards and 2 touchdowns passing, and 185 yards on the ground and a couple of touchdowns. We've talked about him a lot, but just talk about his performance and maybe the performance of your offense as a whole on Saturday.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to Citadel. They did a lot of things to try to disrupt what we had been doing with our base offense. And we've been throwing the ball pretty well, running it pretty well, but being pretty standard as we did it. And they threw the kitchen sink at us. We had a decent plan on how to adapt, and part of that plan was putting the ball in his hands and letting him run. And while we knew we were going to get positive yardage, we really didn't know we were going to get that kind of positive yardage. So it was good. It was a good job sticking to the plan and fighting through adversity of a scheme that was pretty well planned on their part. But our guys didn't seem to blink an eye, and it was about getting the job done, and they certainly did that.
Does Tom, obviously people have seen his brother as a pocket passer. Tom obviously has some great running skills. Do you worry about him at all taking hits and that type of thing, running the ball, or is it something that he welcomes doing?
He is, without a doubt, I'd say the one word that would tie he and his brother together is the word competitor. And they're going to use every tool at their disposal that they have to find a way to get it done for their team. And that's the honest to God truth. They're both ridiculously unselfish. They're great students of the game. And they will put themselves in harm's way time and time again for the benefit of the team. And you hope that guys are going to stay healthy. You can't really stop them from doing it. But I can tell you they earn the respect of the players on both sides of the ball that they play with and play against.
Obviously, Tom with 185 yards, but you guys had 334 as a team, and Shane Simpson and Kobe Young both had good games. When Tom's able to have that kind of success running, does that help open things up for the other two guys?
Oh, without a doubt. Our ability to spread the ball around to multiple people at multiple positions at multiple times basically doesn't give you anyone or any concept to key on, that you're going to have to be responsible to an entire offense and not just one individual. And that usually bodes well when you got that many weapons.
Defensively, obviously defending that triple option is not an easy thing to do. How do you feel like your team handled that?
Decently, good enough to get the win. So, that's one more than the other team, and that's the goal in the end. We've been preparing for these guys since January. So, if you think about that, you would have liked to walk away with less big plays. We gave up some big plays. Almost got busted once, pretty bad. But we responded each and every time. We forced some turnovers. We kept them on their back. We put them in some long down situations, and it was different. It's true. It's like a knuckleball pitcher. As much as you prepare, nothing's going to give you the experience but the experience. So I thought we did okay. I thought we did enough to win, but clearly we need to get better as we move forward against teams like that.
Yeah, a lot of guys with some impressive numbers, but why don't you comment on Monty Fenner, who kind of did it in a lot of phases, 8 tackles, an interception, broke up 2 other passes. Just talk about his performance.
He really did. You know, while he was great in the pass game, he was also great in the run game. Not only was he right in his fits, he played more downhill, played more physical, and actually had a very physical presence in that game. And I think that carried on to everybody else that if Monty's going to bring it, they are too. And that kind of upped the ante and raised the bar a little bit.
Back to conference play on Saturday against a nationally ranked opponent in Stony Brook, who's off to a 2-0 start in the league and 4-1 overall. As you've taken an early look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Oh wow! What is it out of the frying pan into the fire? No, out of the fire and into the inferno. An extremely veteran team. Guys, you know, this is a playoff-bound team, playoff-winning team. They're very well coached. They're very disciplined. They're very physical. It's one of the best teams in the league for a reason. There's a reason they're ranked as high as they are. And if we had our hands full last week, it'll be doubly so this week.
Obviously, they do it in a much different way as far as the running game, but does it help at all preparing for a run-heavy team in Citadel, and then you get more of a power-running game in Stony Brook, but is there any carryover from that preparation and stopping the run?
You know, the triple is a thing of its own. You have to take that as a variable, its own entity. These guys are a little more standard in their approach, but, you know, you talk about how good their running game, and it is a very good running game. It has to do with the players running the ball and the lineup in front. But, you know, Carbone threw for 300 yards coming back last week, so they're a multi-headed dragon, too. They just picked their times when they're going to use it. So, like I said, they're a very, very good football team. We're going to have our work cut out for us.
All right, Rob. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.